the fifth floor at Dominion Tower, downtown Norfolk, recorded live at Stuffin' Things Studios. It's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast with your hosts, Wicked Child and Das Truthman. On the show this week, we talk the past, the present, the future, and 2004. And now, riding dick since 96, Wicked and Das.
Well, I gotta be 96, though. I mean we all know we've been dick riders in the game since, like, at least 94.
I didn't start till 96. I know you got an early jump like that. That's what
they
I get.
Remember the first show.
That's what I get for not fact-checking.
They remember the first show.
That's what I get for not fact-checking.
I'm Das Truthman.
And I'm Wicked Child. Welcome. Welcome to the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast.
A weekly show where we are just two dudes.
Hanging with two dudes. Just like Mr. Cooper, except we split him in two.
Exactly.
And on the show this week, we have no guest, but we have a new member to the show this week.
No, Kim's up. She's here. Kim's here, right? Is that her, right? Oh.
No. Quit throwing shade so goddamn early.
Thank you.
Throwing shade so damn early.
I get out of my system.
Yeah.
So it's out the way.
But no,
on the show, assisting.
Yes, we've upgraded someone. They are no longer Miss Child. I mean, they're still Miss Child, you know, because they still go home with me. But she is now a named member of the show, Miss Caden Ezra.
Yes.
You want to say hello?
Hello.
Welcome. You're so professional sounding.
Yes.
And not mic'd up and currently grooming huskies. We got Miss Truth in the building doing our research and analysis,
yes,
if you will. She good. She professional.
Do you got a fancy name, or you want to just be Miss Truthin?
She Miss Truthin.
She want to be Zombie Cupcake?
She don't want to be Zombie Cupcake?
She's so sweet.
She's Zombie Cupcake now.
She's an official named member.
The ZC.
That's right.
The ZC.
She gets paid that sweet, sweet $0 salary just like the rest of us.
Yes. But speaking of $0 salary, we have merch. Our button is very small, but you can buy the merchandise.
Yes, you can buy a sweet EC3 cast t-shirt that we can't even afford to buy right now.
Right, no, Sam.
Oh, good for you.
Our tech is enjoying her new job, and I'm proud of her
because
that is perfect.
Yes, because that means we ain't got to sit there and, like, fumble with the damn keyboard.
We only have one job, and that is to be...
Be topical and humorous?
Nah, just talk. But, all right, let's start.
No more setting off sounds with our butts.
Yeah, dude, that was perfect, though. I think I did a good job.
Yeah. No, our accidental sounds are normally quality, but...
High quality.
Yeah.
Of the finest caliber of comedic timing.
Yes.
But, okay, let's start off with our favorite... What'd you do last week?
Didn't get fired.
Fuck yeah.
Got to watch people walk out the gate with their pink slips.
How sad is this?
Because you are no man.
Sorry.
Hey.
Dude, no, that would have been perfect.
Yeah, we set the bar low.
Dude, no, not even that. That would have been, like, perfect.
Yeah.
But, so niggas walking out the gate.
Yeah.
And you just, is there anybody you know yet?
Yes, like,
no,
actually.
No, no. Oh.
I actually do know one person.
Oh, no, don't say the names, but how long have you known this person?
5 years.
Shit.
I've been working at DR 14.
Oh.
They're actually the person to which encouraged me to apply to the shipyard.
Well, then.
Yes.
That's kind of.
And I didn't find out until, like, yesterday, because I don't check Facebook very often. But, yeah. Well,
they make the typical post. Oh, sorry. When God closes a window, he opens a door.
No, they got a lot of those, but they said it's been a good 14-year run, I guess.
Yeah, fuck it. You know, it is what it is. Like, yeah. I had a good run.
This has been made public at this point, so I can talk about it. They shady as hell.
Oh?
Initially, they said they were going to do a layoff over 500 people.
Yeah.
Give 60-day notices. It ain't what they did. They said, figured out if they laid off less than 500, kick your ass out the door right away.
You lose. You get nothing.
Yeah.
Good day, sir.
That is, man.
So you know how many they laid off?
How many?
480.
Is that it? They're topping out right there, or is that so far?
That's the first round. But that means it's under 500.
So is the second round got a higher number? Or?
Yeah, I'm probably about the same. Because the entire total was supposed to be around 1,500. So 555, much like Pizza Hut back in the early aughts.
Early aughts, yeah.
Yes.
What else?
That's been it this week. It's been a pretty unadventurous week. Took my lady to the doctor.
Word.
So she could get poked and prodded.
So she alive. She here. She pressing the right buttons. Yeah. And just let you know, you don't have to cut them out early. Just let them play.
Yeah.
Okay. Just let them play, man. They drop. So let the drops drop out, you know?
Yes. Okay. The only one that,
OJT.
To be fair, the one she just did, the only one that really goes on, it kind of lasts longer, that really needs to, is the applause one. Because eventually they'll start getting to, like, people shuffling in their chairs.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You got to chop that short, bro.
I know.
But, so, took her to a doctor. She healthy. She's strong. She's of sound mind.
Down to get
the
friction on. Yeah.
Yeah. She's of sound mind and body.
Yes.
But, so, yeah. Sounds like it's been a good week.
Yeah.
Solid.
Nothing horrible's happened. So, you know, A++.
A++. Get a certification.
That's right.
My week, caught up on some oil paintings. You know, I arted so hard. Spent about 4 or 5 hours in the studio painting. But I got my assignments done. I made rings in my metalsmithing class. We did 1 minute sculptures in my theater class. Dude, do you know what 1 minute sculptures are?
No, but it can be rough.
Dude, no, it's not even out of materials. It's you are interacting with an object, an everyday object, in an unexpected way. I will have to show you. I'm going to put some up on the page. I should. But
elaborate.
Like, it's basically, all right, like, let's look at anything. Like, the cup. A 1 minute sculpture of me, like, will be me putting the cup on my head to have you question how you use that object and what does it mean and fine art and shit.
I'm going to need him to Wikipedia to wear a sculpture.
Yeah. But
I'm the best.
Exactly. But my sculpture involved a skate, a projector, and one of my sculptures themselves, and a belt. Yeah, figure that shit out. But one of my friends in class, he's a Navy veteran as well.
Did you title it Black Dad? Son, if I see you with that damn skate one more time, I'll beat your ass with this belt.
No, I will. There were pictures taken by our professor.
Yes.
And so when I get it, I'll put it up to the page. But no, one guy, he pretty much put up, he locked his back tire to a stop sign vertically and sat on the, no, his front tire, and sat on the bike and rode it like at a vertical. And the whole thing is, the sculpture has to last a minute, so. He did it for a minute, so shout out to Lil Dude, because he's like all of 5'7" and held down on the bicycle, and that's his one. One girl. Oh yeah, we could talk about this weird thing. The universe is a weird thing.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure you saw my posting on social media about this. Doss goes to school is one of the best hashtags in social media today. You need to follow it.
In the world today.
In the world today, but This I made a post because I was like, just thinking, I was like, oh, you know, thinking about, just reminiscing of the delicious zombie cupcake, the Miss Truffin, if you will, from the Than, and how sexy and sensual she is. And I'm like, man, what is it about her that just does it for me? Like, her style, her comfort, and her individuality. That does. I'm like, going to social media, I have a type, style and individuality. Like, yeah. And then, as soon as I posted, talked to my Navy veteran fucking neighbor about it, girl walks into class with dress and corset on, spilling out the top of the corset. And I'm like, yeah, basically, I'm like, what the fuck is this? And so, this goes, like, then, like, she sits down, and I'm like, all right, whatever, you know, she's wearing a corset. It's got to be something she's doing for her sculpture. Like, she doesn't dress like this every fucking day. That's what threw me off. And she sits down, I'm still talking to that dude, and we're just talking about money and being broke-ass fucking college students, and she's just like, I had a dream about you. And I'm like, I'm thinking it's him. She's like, no, you. And I'm like, oh, really? And I roll my chair over there. I'm like, go on. And she's like, oh.
Wait, were you in a rolly chair?
Yeah, we have rolly chairs. And shit. So I was like all smooth and shit rolling across class. But anyway, I'm smooth as silk. Anyway, but
The almond milk?
No, not that. That's not smooth. That's just disgusting.
Oh, that's fuck not you.
Milk. That is, that you can't milk a bean.
Hey.
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 It's juice. It's almond juice. Say what it is.
Hey, when's the last time you looked at the bottom of almond? They may have udders. You don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Shut the fuck up.
Get out of white trash.
But I know you fancy with your almond milk. But this, like, she's like, she had a dream that I was in a movie theater and just yelling at people. I'm like, that is plausible. I've done that plenty of times, and I've been the one yelled at multiple times because I am black and I do talk during movies. But so
steady cam in hand.
Yeah, you know, gotta get that get it fresh off the street, that black market, them VHSs. But so it goes to her performance. Like, I'm like, whatever, that's really fucking weird. And we go outside and come back in for her performance and for her 1 minute sculpture. This is where shit just like hit the roof of severe weirdness. Her 1 minute sculpture was her kneeling. And we're not talking about like kneeling, like take a knee, you know, coach mm-hmm. gotta tell you some shit. We're talking about like kneeling, porn star kneeling, and opens a book on her chest, like just opens it up to cover her chest and like throws a head back like some goodness is coming her way, or she's expecting something to come her way. And we're just like, why, Lord? Like, why would you do this in the library? Thankfully, nobody's in the library, but okay. And so that happened, and I'm like, all right, and this is where it should end.
And if y'all had old school cameras, this is where you hear.
Yeah, basically.
Saving like, that for later.
So I'm like, but, the thing was, we got to start laughing at our drops because they are awesome. Good job.
Well, they're even better when you don't know they're coming.
Yeah. That's everything in life. And now. But so we go.
Message!
So we go back to class or whatever. And then me and my boy, we go outside to take our smoke break, whatever. Yeah. And she's leaving the class. I feel weird. Like, you know, you got that feeling somebody's watching you type shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I just chuckle about it, whatever. And so then we go back in class, find out we can leave because it was hot as shit in the building that day. And we go to Tropic Smoothie because we classy bitches. And I'm like, dude, I didn't want to say nothing, but I think she made eyes at me. And it was like, oh shit, you saw it too. And I'm like,
no, no.
Basically. And yeah, it was a very eventful Thursday class just in the morning. And then I made my rings that Thursday afternoon. I skated a lot. I skated 3 times this fucking week. My boy Tommy, and I will say his name because it's Tommy. He cool people, but actually like skated. Try to get him to skate flat as me and Ryan Timms were preaching, but he ain't about that life.
Yeah.
But so yeah, skating, good stuff at school, bitches being weird. That was my week. Oh, what were we talking about show today?
On this show, we like I kind of glossed over in the intro, we're talking basically about the year 2004 to now, how our life has changed, how the world has changed, things, stuff, and most stuff,
and all things
and stuff and things.
Mm-hmm. Product plug. Just love yourself.
That happens. I need to get her a tablet so she actually isn't like accidentally hitting drops she don't mean to hit.
Dude, no, even the accidents are best. Look,
happy accidents?
Exactly.
All right, Bob Ross.
There are no accidents at heart. Okay.
Oh, good for you.
I love you too, hon.
But
yeah, she even if she don't speak, she could be salty now to me.
But as you were saying, 2004 onward.
Yes. So the music today will be from the year 2004. Our stories will be from 2004. But our rage will be from today.
That's a good tagline to throw to a decent song.
Yes. Our first song tonight is chosen by Mr. Trufin.
Yas.
What you got for us tonight?
I got my band Jet, who I'm mad I haven't like kept up with, or even if they still are a fucking band. And that good song, 2004, top of charts, number one in your hearts. Call her bitch.
We'll be right back.
And we back.
Yes.
Hi.
In the nick of time.
In nick of time. In nick of time.
In nick of time?
In nick of time. So that means we late. So, yeah. In the year 2004.
In the year 2004.
We were seniors.
Yes.
At Israel Charles Norcom High School.
We're getting ready to graduate.
Getting ready to motherfucking graduate. Whole life ahead of us.
Which means last year there was a 10-year reunion that nobody knew nothing about.
Nope, I know about it.
That was part of what I was hoping to talk to our guest about. Like, did she hear anything? Was there a 10-year reunion for the class?
Oh, yeah, but she ain't here.
Jerome. Mm.
Fucking Jerome and Kim, they're hanging out together.
That's right.
Mic all over the place. I don't care. Fucking YOLO. YOLO. Yeah. Fucking cooperate. I love you.
Yes.
Don't play me.
Baby, come back.
Come back.
You can blame it all on D. Damn, girl. That was cold.
Cold-blooded. But, yes. No. So, 2004, it was a solid year.
Yes.
You know, I was on my half days. I was working at A&N, rest in peace, in Church Shop Center. It was a church in Portsmouth, Virginia. What else was I doing? I was rollerblading. That about it. I was going to school to, it was fucked up shit. Question, when you graduate, what were your aspirations? Like, what were you doing after graduation, sir?
Part of me thought at that point I still wanted to do graphic design, which is weird that that's become like something I don't really care about at all. Like, I like doing design, I just don't want to do it for a career.
Yeah. Do it on the side.
Yes. The hustle. Side hustle.
Every day we're hustling as a drop. Yes. I need to take note of that.
Ain't nobody taking notes. We don't do shit.
True.
Message.
As she is looking at social media, our technician.
Oh. Why don't you get a Mercedes Benz and be a real man?
Anywho.
Oh, damn. It's catty over there.
Yeah. Anywho. I didn't really have because I didn't start working until 2005. I mean, I work like side jobs and shit, but like wasn't nothing nothing that took taxes out.
Word on the table. That's so. Yes. So 2004 was just high school for the most part.
Yeah.
Struggling to make sure you pass some finals.
Yes. Not passing some of the classes. RIP physics.
I didn't have physics. I didn't take physics.
I thought I'd be good at it because math and science, those are my jams, but. I passed all the sciences up to that point. I got sad because I didn't get to graduate at honors.
Oh, yeah. That was the look on your face and everyone else's face. Okay, so we graduated at our school. Everyone gets a maroon robe that graduates. Only the honor students get white robes.
Yeah.
In the advance.
Because white is best, obviously.
Yeah, apparently. We got instilled at a young age that white is right.
Which is weird since we went to a mainly black school.
Right. But so no, everyone's getting their maroon robes, you know, the people they expect to get the white robes, you know, they're getting the white robes. I go get my robe and they're like, oh, you get a white one. I'm like, excuse me. They're like, yeah, you have a 3.1 GPA and you have all the honors classes. And oh, here's the gold tassel for being your gold, whatever the thing that goes right, drapery that goes around your neck. I got that shit too. And everyone was hating so hard.
You get nothing.
That was what I got.
Yeah,
because part one of the things that was the only reason I fucking took all them stupid ass foreign languages and shit. But like, I never got to take my fourth math.
Damn, cuz.
Yeah, because I signed up. Of course, this may not even qualify because I didn't try to take trig or nothing.
I took trig.
I took computer math, but I didn't. They didn't give it to me. I don't know if enough people didn't sign up for the class. They ended up giving me fucking.
What surprised me about Norcom?
They gave me fucking accounting. That fucking shit was, ugh.
Yeah.
That was the most boring class I've ever fucking been.
What prepared you for life, though?
Not really.
Oh.
I mean, in the sense of, yeah, doing the same thing over and over and over
again. Yeah.
That way it prepared me for life.
Over and over again. But,
Nelly, all right, Nelly.
But no, like.
Message!
Are you Nelly or Tim McGraw in this situation?
Nelly.
Damn.
I would not McGraw this shit ever. Not even on my worst day.
Get out, white trash!
Exactly. But the thing was, like, it was so funny because in high school, I was infamous for sleeping in my classes. And the only reason I slept in my classes because I was bored. Like, I didn't give a shit. Like, yes, I drew whatever, like, every other fucking nerd does. Like, and thank you. Every other nerd, like, we draw, we doodle, or whatever. And when I got into rollerblading.
You have the notebooks with the band names on?
Dude, no, I didn't have that.
Oh.
I wasn't as cool. But, like, when I got into rollerblading heavy, and I think when you met me sophomore year, I had stopped drawing because everyone was drawing the Todd McFarlane fucking style. Pouches everywhere. Fucking
hey, fuck you. That's Rob Liefeld.
Liefeld, my bad. Liefeld.
Do not besmirch Todd McFarlane's name.
My bad. All the comic fans are blowing up the page after this goes up because I should know better.
And draw that Greg Land style.
What's the Greg Land style?
You just trace porn actresses.
Dude,
good for you.
Like, I've heard people say you can look at his comics, go, hey, you see that picture right there? That's a girl getting railed.
But
yes, that's exactly what Greg Land deserves.
No, but no, like, so everyone's drawing the pouches, giant guns, muscles, whatever, like, super detailed. I'm just like, what about stories? What about backgrounds? Like, this was before I stopped drawing. They were like, oh, well, like, no, it just has to look cool. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense to me. And when I started rollerblading, I was like, I don't want to draw because fuck it, I don't care. And yeah, so I don't know any friends that went on that were like heavy, like drawing and bought the how to draw the Marvel way in high school. Like, I don't know if
anybody, I won't be able to hear the title of that book without laughing.
Yeah, I mean, like, nobody, like, people who bought those books, like, practice, drew their own shit. Like, they didn't do anything with
You know, there's a story behind that book, right?
What's the story behind that book?
Somebody actually went to a Comic Con and gave Rob Liefeld how to draw the Marvel way.
Oh, that's classy.
I was like, that's a dirt move right there.
So, had the good old ZC look up some news stories for us, and she found one of my favorite things that happened in 2004 when I enrolled in ODU. Everyone started telling me about the Facebook, and I was like, the fuck's a Facebook? Oh, it's like MySpace.
No!
But
no!
Exactly. It's like MySpace, but for college people, and I'm like, that just sounds dumb. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Well, like, if you have a MySpace, why the fuck would you have Facebook?
The way it's described to me, because at that point, MySpace was starting to become a cesspool.
Yeah.
With all, like, the HTML markups, and got fucking glitter and
the autoplay songs.
Yeah, and all that
ZC
shit.
Is over there looking like, yeah, bitch, you know this, bitch.
That's the reason half the kids learn how to do HTML, though.
True.
So they could fucking pimp out their MySpace page.
I'm the best!
She is shaking her head like, I know it's good. Y'all old motherfuckers don't even know.
Yeah, but one of the big selling points for Facebook was supposed to be it's simple, it's less cluttered. Then Farmville happened.
Well, see, I come from a highly educated university, so when I come out and speak these white trash, I gotta dumb myself down.
I'm just playing with the buttons now.
But, the cool thing for me, like, was, like, even, like, okay, from 2004 onward, when they opened the floodgates to everybody and their mama, literally, to make a Facebook, you know, like everyone else, my family saw my post and were just like, oh, you curse, and why would you talk about that in comment? I'm like, I was here in the beginning.
Yeah, this is before the privacy settings were like, all right, this person sees this.
Yeah.
This person sees this.
Like, everybody sees that shit. Like, everyone's like, oh, well, you know, you should watch your mouth. And I'm up here. And I was like, I don't care. I was here first. Like, y'all just got this shit. Like, I was born
into it. And I learned into it with the before chat and messaging was a real thing.
I was born by the river, but, and a Facebook uptown.
And like, so like, that's always been a thing with me, like, that my family learned with enough of me PP smacking them. We're like, no, you do not get on my shit and tell me how to talk or be like, I'm your uncle and how dare you. I'm like, fuck no, this is not what it is. Like, you gotta get on board and get out the way type shit. Exactly, that deserves a fucking air horn. So what else happened in 04? How was your mindset there, Mr. Wicked?
I had actually started to, like, open up socially to people at that point. Like,
I know.
Yes. It was in middle school.
Get my first, and you shine my shoes if I want to.
In middle school,
that's how he was. That's how he introduced himself to me.
Yeah.
And I carried his lunch tray for 3 years straight. Yeah. You're my best friend.
No! No!
Elementary school was like, why didn't nobody like me? I want to be friends with people in middle school. Like, man, fuck y'all. I don't need none of y'all bitches. Which is weirdly when I start.
Yes, keep going. You did. That was awesome.
I shut that shit down.
Why you shut it down? Because that was perfect. Middle school was fuck everybody.
Yeah, fuck everybody. Which is weirdly enough when I started actually making friends. When you don't care about making friends.
Exactly. That's when you start that's getting how I become friends. The, that's how I become the cool kid, because you don't care.
Yeah. Well, you must be the ultimate cool kid.
I am. Everybody loves me. Sort of. I think. I don't know. Fuck just everybody. Sorry.
Yeah. I should note on the other side of the board, there's another soul glow that isn't quite as long.
She's like, oh, word. That's cool. I just want to get
like
that part.
But I like the record scratch. So.
Oh, God.
Lord.
But no, so now, from middle school to high school, how were you when I met you?
I was a little more social, a little more open up.
Even though you're holding up the wall.
Yeah.
In the cafeteria.
Yeah. But like, I was willing to have like a small group of friends. I wasn't like, fuck all y'all. I don't need none of y'all bitches.
I think when I met you, you told me, like, I was like, well, who's people you talk to around here? Because I see you holding up the wall. And you like, oh, no, my friends go to a different school. And I was like, yeah, oh, man, this nigga need help.
They split up. They split up Craddock. Sent half of us to Norcom, half of us to Wilson, and two white kids went to church.
I'm the best.
That's dude, racist.
No, dude, no, like, it was funny as shit, because, like, from Waters, middle, they split people everywhere. Like, we had people that went to Churchland, people that went to Norcom and Wilson. And for some reason, somebody got zoned to fuck. People got zoned to Western Branch.
How the fuck?
I don't know.
Deep Creek, I can understand.
But yeah. People got put to Western Branch, I knew. But no, actually, family might have moved. That would have made more sense. But no, me personally, like, it went from elementary school. Like, I've talked to a million times about myself. Fucking. Elementary school was just whatever. Middle school, I found rock music, and then I met white people for half a semester, and then I became quote unquote weird by taste, not by choice. And then high school, I just stopped giving a shit.
Well, in high school, we became I was the whitest black kid, and you were the blackest white kid.
Yeah, pretty much.
No,
there's no
note
to that. Fuck off. Like that's what it was. Like, yeah. we were the perfect friendship.
I'm the best.
Exactly.
Yeah, all day, every day. I was the one that listened to hip hop.
I was the one listening to alternative music 24/7. But we didn't hate each other.
And then things got serious.
Oh, fuck off! Like, you're about to be fired on first day on the job. She's about to be like fucking. What's the name? What's the intern? Chuck the intern.
No, you lose. Go. Good day, sir. About,
slightly.
It might be like slightly overrated Richard Cunningham right here.
That's right.
You don't even know, but the listeners that know 96X, they gonna know. They're gonna be like, yo, don't turn her to Richard. She's doing a good job. She just doesn't know.
Would she be more slightly, or would she be more Peter Criss mask?
Peter Criss. Don't let her be Peter Criss face mask. No, no, fuck that dude. And those that don't know, Google those words that we've said for 96X, and you will get the history.
Yes.
This doesn't offend me at all.
It should.
Okay.
Thusly.
Well, to be fair, we should say Slightly's full name, too.
What's Slightly's full name?
Slightly overweight Richard Cunningham.
Yeah.
I said it really fast. I am indeed overweight.
Oh, stop. Stop grabbing the jiggles. You putting in work. You're losing weight. I'm proud of you.
You are.
Come a long way.
Yeah, I've actually lost quite a bit since you got down here eating them healthy vegetables. And,
don't worry.
26 pounds.
Don't worry. The medication's going away. You may not know what to do with yourself. But no, okay. What else? Let's high school, more young adult, if you will.
Yes.
When you, I want to say a good young adult range is, I want to say 20. When you were 20, what the fuck were you doing with your life? Because we weren't talking at this time.
No, we weren't. I was working retail.
Who the fuck? Hey, girl. We got Mrs. Skeen in the building there.
Oh, that I totally glossed over that, didn't I?
Oh yeah, you did. How? What was this week there, Mr. Wicked?
It was actually my birthday.
It was your birthday.
The Thursday I turned 30 years old.
He a 30 years old, ladies and gentlemen. He a older dirt.
And I'm right behind him by another fucking 3 or 4 months.
Yes. That's why we had to read that article, What Not to Do When You Turn 30, because apparently we didn't know.
We didn't know, and now we are less informed that we started, because we don't fucking play golf and shit. And
yeah.
Ugh, fuck that dude. Fuck that
well,
dude.
I wonder what they think about doing a podcast in pajamas.
Dude, yo, straight up, I'm rocking my sweet flannel pajama pants, black t-shirt, and my new Damian Wilson foot wraps from 2009.
I'm the best. T-shirt.
Exactly. I'm comfy as fuck. I'll put on real clothes when we go out later. But right now, while we're recording, I'm comfy as shit.
Yes.
But, no, so like when you turned 20, what was going on in your life?
Well, I got between 18 and 19, I kind of loafed around for 2004, 2005.
That's a solid loafing year.
Yes.
18 and 19.
Yes.
Figure it out.
That period of time where your parents like aren't quite forcing you out of the house, depending on what kind of parents you got. But by the time 19 started rolling, I was like, yeah, you need to get a fucking job. So it took me that job at that horrible, horrible retail hell.
What is that, retail hell?
They only worth a shout out.
Oh, damn. But let's just say they sell some bargain priced clothing.
All day, every day. That's slightly irregular underwear.
I remember you told me about that.
One leg is like a pair of briefs, the other leg is like boxes.
So you got the job there and you actually started affording your musical equipment.
Yes. That's because in high school, I thought I was going to be a rap producer.
Dude, everybody and mama did. Fruity Loops came out and they were like, what?
No! No! Yes. I mean, like, and it's weird, like, most of the stuff that equipment I've bought never gets used for what I bought it for. Like, I got the original Cool Edit. Shout out!
Shout out, Cool Edit.
Yes. I got that because I was wanting to remix songs. So I thought I was going to go on Napster, download me some instrumentals and some acapellas.
Dude, no. Oh, shit. Napster. What the fuck is Napster doing in 2004? Because I remember we were using it all in high school.
I think by 2004, it became an official site, a legitimate site.
And then LimeWire came through.
Yeah. Hell yeah, LimeWire.
Because eventually, it just became another like music purchasing service.
I got to look this up.
We need
fucking the ZC. We need Miss Trufin on the helm for looking up stuff for us.
Because
she has abandoned ship.
This is the first time we've actually had a legitimate thing to look up.
Yeah, and I want to know. Hold on. Miss Trufin, you're needed in the studio. Are you on break? You union? Okay, word. We need you to look up when Napster like got sued hardcore. That search phrase alone.
Got sued hardcore? Anywho.
But, no, yeah, so music equipment.
I got that because I was going to do remixes, and suddenly that turned into somehow like me actually doing like mixing hip hop beats and stuff. And then I bought all this equipment to do that, and suddenly Fruity Loops became in my life to do rock instrumentals. I started playing guitar.
Yeah. 2000?
Wow, that long ago?
Damn, that. Wow, holy shit.
I thought it was later.
Yeah, I thought it was at least in like junior year. But no, so
by 2004, they might actually been a legitimate site again.
Yeah, ugh. Nobody likes legitimate lot. Even though they tried in the beginning to be like, everyone get on board now because we will mow you over.
Yes.
And luckily, iTunes had the fucking foresight to see them failing to be like, we should do that.
Yes. Real jukebox for days.
Dude, what up? But no, what else? Fucking, so start working, got that equipment. Musicality started growing.
And I got bought all this shit to do fucking music recording, and now half of it's turned into podcast gear.
Hell yeah.
For the second time.
Dude, the first time you tried so hard.
Yeah. We only got we didn't even get 6 episodes. We got 5 episodes in.
Damn, no wonder you was happy when you're like, we made 6 episodes. Because like, you're like, this is the telling time.
Hey, five episodes on a bi-weekly show.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. How the fuck would we do that?
Team blowing it. No, part of it was the podcast was about like web comics, and I didn't really give a shit about web comics.
Nobody cares about web. It's not nobody cares about web comics. It's just there's too many to make a show centered around them.
We fucking designed it horribly, and also we had some problems with the parent company that we were doing it for. So that went down in a blaze of glory.
Me from 18 to 20, I want to say college, first semester, as I kick the mic. First semester.
Like BC Boys say, kick it!
Exactly.
Oh, good for you!
Not good for you, the Beastie Boys. How dare you? But the thing is, 18, and the fight, you started working when you were 19.
Yes.
I've been working since I was 15. Yes. But, like, part-time hustle, Murray's, a little grocery store, then I went A&N. And from 18 to 19, I want to say the world was opened up to me. I worked with, oh, this is a funny story. I love telling this shit. Worked with my face, well, my first, not face, but my first openly gay man. And yes, that shit was hilarious. And it wasn't like, oh shit, he gay. What the fuck do we do? It was like, yo, he's gay as hell.
Was he novelty gay?
Yes.
Was he like Jack from Will and Grace gay?
Yes. Like, this is the year 2005. Like, I had just moved on campus in 2005 for second semester in the spring. Not spring, fall semester. Not fall, spring semester. Second semester, spring semester. Whatever, I'm old. Spring semester, started working at A&N at General Shopping Center because it's near ODU, and my car could make it there and back, and I could take one bus to get to it. But so this dude comes in, he was just a standing manager. Like, he was just like, I'm supposed to be here until you get another manager. I'm from another store, this, that, and the third. Like, all right. Like, he is fucking sweet as fucking Southern iced tea. He is queer as a $2 bill, is openly, flamboyantly gay. And I was like, word, he is hilarious. And catty as a motherfucker. Him dealing with customers was the funniest shit ever. Because A&M was a clothing and shoe store.
Mm-hmm.
So when people came in, like, trying to find certain shit, he would tell them, fly, like, oh, you want to go here? And they're like, oh, but I think I can find it here. He's like, sweetie, no, you're not going to find it here. You want to go somewhere else. If you want to get something to go with that outfit, though, we can work with you here. And I'm like, oh, you want to get something for work? And I'm like,
the thing that's Scotsman sugar.
Yeah, basically. But because we're a tier below Scotsman.
Damn.
And yeah, that, if you've never been to A&N and you've been to Scotsman, we are below Scotsman. But so since me being in college and me being fresh of heart and open of mind as fuck, I was like, hey, so you're gay. He was like, oh, you knew? Don't tell anybody. Oh, my God. And I'm like, motherfucker.
You done told everybody.
Yeah, no. He's just like, he was fucking being facetious. But he's like, so what do you want to know? And I'm like, he's like, you think you're gay? You're in college, aren't you? I'm like, no, it's not the time for experimenting and shit. And I'm like, so can you explain being gay to me as a straight man who has no interest? And he's like, okay. And listen to us, pay attention, because this is very important. Wicked, what's your favorite color?
Black and red.
What color can you not stand?
There's not really any color I can't stand.
A color you won't wear. A color you won't use for, like, anything.
Probably pink.
Pink. All right. Do you know why you don't like pink? Do you know why you like black and red so much?
Because it reminds me of the futility and blood and death.
But no, seriously, like, you, like, those are things, like, you don't know. You just like those colors and you don't like that color.
Yeah.
That's what being gay is. And that shit, when the light bulb came on, I was like, holy fucking shit, I get it. So when people were like, oh, being gay is not a choice, before that shit became, like, one of the, like, slogans or whatever, yeah. Like, I already knew it. It's like, dude, like, they're just gay. Like, there's no...
Well, your sexuality is not that much different than everything else.
I mean, it's just...
Why don't you like mushrooms? Because I don't like them.
Yeah. Like...
Why you like mushroom tips? Because I really like them.
But it's flat out, like, being gay, being bisexual, whatever, like, that shit, it doesn't... Like, straight, gay, bisexual, it doesn't matter. You're just... It is... I learned at 19... In Norfolk, Virginia, not no, like, super progressive, like, metropolitan area. Like, no, I learned this shit at an A&N from a gay dude by basically asking what's my favorite color or what color can I stand.
And message!
And that shit opened my eyes. Like, that was, like, the beginnings of, like, open-minded me, and I carried it with me my whole fucking
life.
So
he didn't try to show you the world?
Not shining, shimmering splendor. But he did. He did.
with just that one snippet.
Now, that kind of segues into another news story from 2004. Do you already not remember what she looked up?
I'm ready for it.
All right. Massachusetts becoming the first state to allow gay marriage.
Right? Like, everybody went to Massachusetts. I remember seeing that news story. I was like, oh, man. This is when people when you're gonna find out if that uncle and his best and his roommate is really that uncle and the roommate.
Well, no, when gay marriage became legal, though, it became bad for a lot of gay people, though, because it's like, no, Bert, I can't marry you because, you know, I would if we could legally, yeah. But, you know, unfortunately, it's not legal. Steve, we're gonna go to Massachusetts. That's a long drive.
It's a long drive, Bert.
We just live in Vermont, Steve.
No, that's really far.
I mean, I got to work this weekend, and
that's a couple hours. Yeah, you know, we've been together for. Why would you ruin this? We've been together for 10 years.
why ruin this good thing with marriage?
Like, it's like, and so now, like, think about that. Like, from then to now, like, it's openly acceptable. Like, it's legal.
It's not
openly acceptable. Not just that, it's fucking
legal in all 50.
Yeah. Despite that one bitch, Kim Davis. Fuck her.
My thing with that is, like, you know, if you're a priest and you want to claim on religious grounds you don't want to marry the gay, that's one thing. Cool. But if you're a city official, you kind of have to throw that shit out the window.
Yeah, you can't fucking not do your job because you're like, oh, my values that I was brought up with says that I can't do it. Like, well, that's cool. You know, you can talk about it after you clock out. How about that?
That's like that's like being a vegetarian and working at Burger King and claiming you ain't gonna serve nobody no quarter. Oh, I said McDonald's. I know I'm mixing my damn restaurants up. But working at Burger King saying you ain't gonna serve no Whoppers because you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, like, dude, it's or even better, like getting a job. Like my favorite meme picture was a picture of an Amish woman in a DMV. She was like, "I cannot allow you to register that devil machine according to my beliefs." It's the same fucking premise. It's the same idea, like. It's so much has changed. Like, we're trying to, like, well, I think we're trying to get across in, like, this show is that so much has fucking changed from 2004. Yes. For me, finding out what, like, how can you be gay and not understanding it my whole life. Like, hearing, like, oh, dude, you're a fucking fag. Or, oh, that's gay. Like, joking about it. Like, it's a bad thing. To meeting a person at 19 and explaining it to me. To now it being legal and all 50. Like, the times are moving fast, man.
Yeah.
Like, we carry computers in our fucking hands, bro.
Yes. Remember when it was amazing that you could have 13 whole albums in your hand?
Bro, I had that first. You met me when I had my first MP3.
Yes.
And people were hating. That's not even sad about music. Because that. I had to throw it away because I got too many at one time because of that data race of like, oh, we're 64 meg. Now we're 128 meg. Now we're fucking two whatever. And then it just jumped in the first gig one came out. I was like, bruh, it's going too fast. And I accrued too many within like 2 years. I had to like throw shit out.
You had to get some Rob Liefeld pants.
Dude, straight up.
Pouches for every MP3 player.
Everyone, different albums. Fuck it. Like, I remember, oh my God.
This is my thrash MP3 player. This is my skate MP3 player.
Dude, okay. So I had.
This is my Sex of Times MP3 player.
No, you met when I had the Discman. No, you met when I had the MP3 player. When I started high school, I had the fucking Discman with the anti-skip protection.
Oh, button, that fucking
the
racket.
The battery sucker. Like, if you kids don't know, or some of our older listeners, you remember having to press the anti-skip button for a jog and your battery life just going to shit. Yeah.
But and they'd bother selling that 10-second anti-skip. Like, that was going to do anything?
No.
If you don't have 45 seconds, ain't no point having that shit.
No, but...
And then you'd fucking skip to the next song and all your anti-skip be gone.
Yeah. No, because it had to build up. I forgot. It had to fucking build up.
Yes.
And I used to rollerblade with it, and I was like, this is dumb as shit. Why would you do this? And then the MP3 player came out. I was like, thank God. But there was a girl in one of my classes that had the mini disc fucking MP3 player.
That short-lived thing.
Dude, it was like that in-between. Like, when they're like, oh, you can store shit on floppy disk-esque fucking devices. Like Hit Clips. People remember that, right? You kids remember Hit Clips? You remember Hit Clips over there, girl? Blondie, remember Hit Clips? Yeah, she knows her time. We saw an advertiser like, what the fuck is this shit? But
from Tiger Electronics.
But so like, yeah, this girl brings out this little thing and she's like, this is awesome. Like, this you can store different albums on each disc. I'm like, or I can put all the music on this one thing. And they were like,
Word? Well, see, how did you afford? I'm like, I got a job.
See, my thing was, I didn't have that. I had the MP3 CD player.
That one was, it was a good idea, like, good step up.
Yeah.
Try to maintain CD's fucking viability.
That was in the early days of the CD burner. It's like, I could put 10 albums on one disc. I ain't got to
level up.
I ain't got to listen to just one thing.
What are those?
Exactly.
I was, damn it.
So I bought a FLAC audio right now.
Yeah. I was never one to like mix and match and have like a playlist of shit. It was always like, I want the whole album to listen to this shit. And I'm still that way. But, back then you used to actually go to movies.
Oh my God. Dude. Oh God, what did I go see? What the fuck was out in 2004? It was you said it was a solid year for movies when we're talking about. Yes, it was. It
we're gonna talk about that later.
But give me some movies out there for your boy.
Spider-Man 2 came out that year.
Who was the villain in Spider-Man 2? I forgot.
Octopus.
Yeah, Doc Ock. That was a good fucking movie.
Well, and then fucking Spider-Man 3 happened.
Shh, we won't talk about that. But Spider-Man 2 wasn't good. Like, oh, this is the greatest piece of cinema ever. But it improved on the first one.
See, I didn't actually see the first one.
I did.
First, man, as soon as I saw Iron Man Goblin, I was out. But, and like, Doc Ock kind of looked like Doc Ock. And
dude, but character-wise, like, that shit was great, you know? Like, it wasn't poorly executed and shit like that.
Let's see. Let me see what else we got. I got them saved and queued up for later. What the hell are you doing, computer?
But first, maybe you guys should go to the next song.
No, we want to talk about like at least one good movie from 2004. Okay. Actually, no. This is how we can segue it right here. Clean segue. So, Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2 was a good one. Spider-Man 3 was terrible.
Yes.
And then in our lifetime, we saw it rebooted with The Amazing Spider-Man.
And them kill the franchise again.
With The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which wasn't terrible, wasn't awesome. But it's once again, it suffered from Spider-Man 3 syndrome. Let's throw as many villains in this one movie as we can. And I'm like, that's how you killed your last franchise. Even Avengers knows not to do that shit. Like,
you don't overstuff the turkey.
Yeah.
But weirdly enough, they overstuff it with Heroes.
No, but that's the cool thing with the Heroes, because like, they market it as like, yeah, you know, it's your favorite hero. They got the Heroes have their own movies. But in Avengers movie, they all interact, like, because you don't need to jam their whole story. Like, you don't have to jam like 5-7 dudes like story in one movie. They got their own. If you want to know more about them, watch the fucking movie. You want to see how they interact against this one conflict? Watch the Avengers. And that's what you watch Avengers for, to see a group of people against one conflict, which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
But when you got one dude and you try to give like 2-3 backstories to villains and make you care about them and the heroes plight against them and shit, that's like, bruh.
Well, and their motivations kind of are shoved together with fucking duct tape and some rubber cement.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a villain. I'm a villain. Bruh, let's team up.
Basically, I'm like, that's how it works.
No!
And not even from a comic book fan standpoint. Look at Freddy versus Jason. Exactly. Exactly. Everyone was like, this is going to be awesome. I'm like, this is going to be bad.
There was no way that movie was going to be good.
Like, you're trying to make me care about these teenagers, but I only came to watch the villains fucking wreck shop and fight each other. That's
it. But, like, the whole versus implies, all right, they're going to have a boxing match. That's,
yeah.
Like,
it was a team-up bullshit for a little bit, for, like, most of the movie.
Yeah. It's like, slashers don't fight. Jason ain't gonna put down a machete and say, you know what? This ain't the way to solve this.
Right.
You know, I was a child in the 80s or in the 70s. I saw a Rocky movie once. I think I got this. We put my gloves on.
Oh, my God.
Hey, woman. Hey, woman. This old man ain't got no heart. Do yourself a real man.
I thought you were talking to me for a minute there. I was like,
hey, woman. Hey, woman.
Oh, no. So,
I want to bring your pretty little stuff to my apartment. I'll show you a real man.
Oh, my God. Stop.
It's no. No.
She's saying no now, but later. You know, on that note.
later, she could be like, what are those?
Coming in hot and fast.
Fuck
fuck you. Fuck you and fuck you. Who's next?
Girl, you know how it's gonna be.
All right, as the battle couldn't end, next song is by your choice.
Yes. No, the next song is a Miss Caden song. That 3 Days Grace, Just Like You.
We're back. Live.
Yes.
We are headsetless and holding it like fucking Montel Williams.
Who the baby daddy? All right. We're going to play the game again from last week.
What's the name of the game?
The name of the game is Rotten or Fresh.
Rotten or Fresh.
And hopefully it won't take forever for me to add up all the scores.
We got a full host of competitors. We got the ZC defending her crown.
Yes. She is a reigning champion.
We got Miss Skeen over there.
Hi.
We got over here the name that I can't pronounce, aka Miss Wicked.
Caden Ezra. Miss Caden.
Yes. Feeling good? Yes. I'm very uncomfortable right now. Help.
So.
Do you feel like a newscaster?
Yes, I do. What do you got to say today?
Oh, is it?
This is going to be too much fun for me.
All right. Y'all want to go ahead and just get started with the game?
We'll get started with the game. Oh, and the categories. I know this. We're doing movies from 2004.
Correct.
So Pepper Yo Angus.
Might be better than last time. I don't know.
And we will go from left to right. Actually, we'll go from me onward because I am a co-host of this show, so suck it. No, wait. No, I like this better. The champion has to go first.
Who is champion?
ZC, Zombie Cupcake. You're going first. Oh, I see you over there. I like what you're doing with that glow stick.
Yeah, we've given out toys to the audience. And,
and they are having too much fun. They're adults, I swear.
Let's get started. The first movie.
Listen.
Let's see. Let me pull back up. Released 2004. A Pixar jam. The Incredibles.
Oh, man. And, oh, this is from 0 to 100. So, how'd you feel?
Hmm. 70?
I'm going to give it a solid 80.
85.
90. Oh, you should throw it up on the screen.
That's what I'm going to do.
It's going to be like that feeling from Jeopardy, our Price is Right, when that one person is like, the price is like $79.99. The person guessed 70 first.
Oh, shit.
What is it?
97. Oh, fuck.
Are you serious? Damn.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. Yeah, about to say. No. No.
You said 85.
But you're still the closest.
Actually, I said 90.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
I know. That's why I was excited.
I took it away from you. I'm sorry.
Damn. So right now in the lead. Got Miss Skeen.
Yes.
Next movie. You can just leave it up there. Just don't click on it to the next one. So.
All right. Next movie is the 1994 classic. 1994. Why the fuck I said
Why you say 94? I don't know.
I'm thinking the last game. The 2004 classic directed by one Mr. Sam Raimi. Spider-Man 2.
No. Ooh. What you got, ZC? What you got for that? Okay, had Doc Ock.
That's the one with the older guy, right?
Yeah, Dr. Octopus?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Mm. You mean Elton John?
No, I mean like the...
You mean he was Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, what?
I don't know. People aren't too happy with that movie.
Oh, and let me say, you have some lifelines this
time. Oh, yeah.
But we won't need it in this one. You can ask to see the trailer for the movie. Yeah. This is useful if you've never seen it. You can ask if the movie is rotten or fresh. And there is another one that I don't remember. So we won't use it this game.
Yeah.
I guess I'll do 50.
Damn, that's... Look, we were in the throws of hero passion at the time.
No, but this ain't Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, this is Spider-Man 2. I'm going to give it... I'm going to go with... what I'm going to stick with my 80. I feel like it's a safe number. What you got?
I would say 50.
Damn. Okay. No, you can still still do 50.
62.
Got 62. Retail score of
actual retail price.
Whoa!
Nah, that movie.
Did I win?
I think you might.
He
have.
Won.
I won. Yes.
Woo!
Yeah, because think about it. Spider-Man
2 was good.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2 was better than Spider-Man 1. It basically improved on it.
I just can't stop thinking about 3. And it hates the whole thing.
Because it was only Dr. Octopus and there was no other villain besides Octopus. It was flashbacks of Green Goblin.
Harry Osborn.
End up like this.
Harry was good in 3.
Harry Osborn was like, his villainous was starting to kind of peek through. Yeah.
But it wasn't, he was a villain.
Yes.
So it was good.
Y'all ready for the next movie?
Hey, and the screensaver is Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah. The next movie is Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Of Azkaban or Azkabar or Akbar. Allah Akbar.
What? Allah Akbar. Admiral Akbar. It's a trap!
You love this movie. Yeah. And this was number 2 of the series?
3.
3? Hmm. You Potterheads over there, you would know.
Now, this movie is quite serious.
I don't know. I'm going to go with like 95.
Ooh. I'm going to go with my gut.
Hold on.
I'm going to go with my gut.
So probably the one that's because really
people weren't mad or like burnt out from Harry Potter yet from this point, if I remember right.
Harry actually still looks like a child.
Yeah, he still looked like a kid. And we had people our age fucking still watching it. So, go and give it an 87.
I'm going to give it a 100.
Ooh, bold.
I'm going to give it a 96.
You're that person on The Price is Right right now. Actual score is 97. Boom, shakalaka. 91. Who got it?
Got less than Spider-Man 2?
Yeah. We're still about superheroes. We're still about superheroes.
The closest one actually was DOS at 87 because those who went over.
Get that plus two.
Yeah, y'all's doubled.
I'm in the lead. I'm holding on because we're waiting for a hero to save us.
You are in the lead right now. You are in the lead right now, actually, overall.
Yes. Yes.
Don't worry. Yas, all we need is another airhead.
Oh, man. I was so dumb for that last week.
I'd like to point something out.
Uh-oh. High Fidelity?
Had we actually done High Fidelity, you would have been right.
Yeah, see.
But that isn't the movie we were doing.
Right movie. Hiring some airheads for High Fidelity because I'm a fucking moron.
Because apparently you don't know the difference between...
Hey, you know what's hilarious? You know what's hilarious? Hey, you know what's hilarious? Are our mics turned up?
They are. All right. If we were listening through the headphones, you wouldn't be able to hear them.
Okay.
But they are recording.
Okay, but I say like, bruh. I had to like butt pucker in terror right there.
No.
It's like we've lost the whole game show.
No, we're good.
All right.
The next movie was pretty critically acclaimed, actually. Million Dollar Baby.
I'm ZC, you first. Do you need to see a trailer from it? Or do you want to get a Rotten or Fresh?
Hilary Swank. And voiceover extraordinaire Morgan Freeman.
Exactly. Okay, this is, I think this won a few Oscars, actually.
Yes, it did. I think it won Best Picture that year.
No, Dog Breath. You can't go out yet. We're playing a game.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
He's going to end up with that shit all in his mouth. I mean, it didn't kill my stepbrother, but I don't know what to do to a dog. My stepbrother thought it'd be a good idea to bite open a glow stick and had like the shit dripping off from his mouth glowing.
White people. If we had drops, we could do this. So ZC, what you want?
Rotten or fresh.
All right, you using your love line? Or not love line.
Your love line?
I am fucking up.
Man, we come
it
on,
is,
man.
It is fresh.
Okay.
So it's over 50.
Guess I'll go with 80.
I'm going to give that shit a 95.
A 100.
Damn. She might win. No, because this is a fucking good movie.
89.
Actual retail price. An easier way to switch between these things.
Do, 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 do. Is it 91?
Yes, it is. That is 91.
Oh, shit. Who's closest?
I said 89.
Yep, I think you got it.
Yeah. Actually, I know what I need to do. Let me take this into my other screen here. Make my life a lot easier.
This thing is heavier than I thought it was.
That's what you said. As I whip the mic around.
I forget I'm not on my Mac, and the shortcuts that work on my Mac don't work on this.
All right, so next movie. I think this should be the last one.
No.
You're going to go all the way 10?
Yeah, we'll go all the way 10.
We are right now on 5. Husky breath. Don't put that in his mouth. He'll bite it. I didn't know she was still doing it.
Alrighty. Next movie. The oft-quoted 2004 classic, You Can't Make Fetch Happen. Mean Girls.
Man, that's close. That is close to the chest right there. What you got, girl?
Oh, shit. I never got a... Christina, do you remember what you said for Million Dollar Baby?
She said 89. 89.
I guess I'll go with 85.
All right.
I'm going to use my lifeline.
Which one?
Rotten Fresh.
I forgot. I'm supposed to wait till everyone else answers before I tell you whether it's rotten or fresh.
Oh, so, shit, because it's kind of like, yeah.
Yeah. So next would be Miss Cade.
56.
I was going to ask if it was rotten or fresh, so, but...
Oh, y'all can both use y'all's lifeline at the same time.
We'll use the same time.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. It is actually... It is fresh.
It is?
So 50.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 77.
And you?
I'm going to say 80.
Why is that like that? Anywho, actual retail price is...
Waiting, and hoping, and wishing. And praying. 83. I got closest, I think.
I said 80.
Oh, but yours are double. So, no, who won it?
No, it's under.
No, y'all under.
We were both under?
You said,
oh, shit. You said 77. She said 80.
Yeah. So, yeah, you got it. You lucky. I'm trying to, man. Trying to win. Trying to be.
How do the critics get more than the audience? Everybody loves that movie.
Well, last time they were believers, so.
Oh, no. Did we fee act up? In the studio, we have tech issues, but you would just say the score. It's okay.
That's fine. That's not necessary. The next, because I already got all the pages pulled up. And if not, I got more.
And we're back.
Out of nowhere. The next movie is the second part of a duo. The full movie is known as The Whole Bloody Affair. Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill Volume 2.
Guess I'll go with 90.
I'm going to go with...
Hold up.
Hold up.
The network issues mucked with my progress here.
Niggas that be thinking we soft, we don't play. Rock till the wheels fall off. Hold up. Hey. Tell niggas that be thinking we soft, take a seat. Rock to the next episode. Hey.
All right, smoke and we're back.
Weed every day.
All right. Miss Melissa, what do you give Kill Bill Volume 2?
90.
I will give it 75.
All right.
97.
Take the mic. Husky calls.
Oh, shit going flying.
YOLO. Hey, outside.
I've never seen the second one. Is it good?
Actual retail price, 85.
Woo! Who got closest?
The closest would
Melissa
be...
Melissa said 90.
Yeah, but that's over. Oh. You said 75.
Mm-hmm. She's got 8, and I got...
I said 70, so yeah. I'm off.
Possibly.
She still won that one, I think. Oh, got the woo up there. Got the Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang. All right, next movie. Paul Giamatti. And that's the only one I ever remember being in that movie. Paul Giamatti, Thomas Hayden Church, who was also in Spider-Man.
Fuck that dog.
Virginia Madsen. In Sideways, a movie about wine. Does anyone actually remember this movie?
I don't think I ever watched
that. I have no idea what that is.
Was it like a love story?
I've never watched it, but I'm familiar.
Is it like a love story or some
shit?
So do y'all want Flying Blind, or somebody want to pull out that?
Flying Blind. Fuck it.
All right.
What do you think? It's a love story. I remember that much. Is it quoted? I think.
It's about wine.
And love and wine. Got it.
Love and wine.
I'll go with 70.
I'm give it 74.
66.
Get your kicks on 66.
69.
Hey.
Y'all all gonna kick yourselves?
It was highly rated, wasn't it? This one, my score nosedives.
Shit.
Holy fucking shit.
Dang, let's watch that.
Apparently we gotta watch Sideways now because it's rated at 96.
Look at the audience score, though.
What's the audience score? 78.
They're a little more on the beat.
At least we were all kind of in the same ballpark.
Yeah. Yeah, basically the Oscars nominators.
Yes, that's Oscar bait.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Next movie.
Who won?
Oh. Y'all want no piddly shit like that for?
I think Doss is 75.
He's 74, so he has the highest.
What'd you say?
The winner of the losers.
Winner of the losers. I'll take it. I'm a winner somewhere.
The next movie. Let me find some of the actors in this. Starring Mr. Colin Farrell, featuring Angelina Jolie, Anthony Hopkins, Val Kilmer, Rosario Dawson, and Jared Leto.
That's so, a good cast.
The movie Alexander.
Oh God.
I almost went with Troy, but since they're basically the same movie, I decided to go with Alexander.
Fuck, I don't.
Probably. It's about Greece, so probably.
Like he was wanted a sister.
I thought he wanted them. I think Angelina Jolie was the mother.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the mother. That's not any better.
The Oedipus.
Oedipus complex.
Well, then go to the bathroom.
Well played, Touche.
I'll go with 60.
I'm gonna go with. $64, like Nintendo.
$80.
She gonna destroy us on this one. This is your comeback right here.
$70.
And we have this week's Airheads.
Are you serious? Holy shit!
Oh wow!
We were doing so well as the group.
It was the incest.
That's this week's Airheads.
Fuck.
Jesus, that's
16.
Yes.
Damn, bro.
I was gonna go with Troy, but Troy, I think at least was above 40.
they're fucking kinky.
Yeah, but they like that popcorn's rotten.
Yeah. We got another one after this.
You got two more.
Two more. All right. Making it. Make them trying to win. Trying to win.
Make it till you break it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's from 04, you know, it's 11-year-old movies.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Next movie up. The first in a long, long line of franchise movies. That torture porn with that jigsaw. Saw.
This is the first one
for the best. This is the very first one.
Yeah, this is for the best.
Guess 60 again.
30.
19.
35. And this movie didn't do quite as Alexander bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 48. Yeah, expected. Look at the audience.
Audience
84. Y'all some grotesque, gruesome bitches on the internet. Let me tell you, Jesus. Shut that fucking dog up. If you've never seen the Chappelle Show skit, you won't get that reference.
Yes.
It's a dog being happy. It's basically like saying switching black and white families. Like, treat black people like you treat white people. White people treat like black people. So they did a drug bust on a white family. And they bust in the house as cops, and there's a dog just sitting there. It's like, shut that fucking dog up. And the dog is just like, and they shoot the dog in the face.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
So are we ready for the last movie?
Yes.
You're that audience. Right there.
Yeah, I'm the demographic.
All right, last movie. Anchorman. The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Oh, shit.
40% of the time it works. Every time.
Exactly.
Sex Panther cologne. Do you have any more life plans?
I'm going to go with 90.
60.
85.
You might do good because it was a comedy movie.
I mean,
it was billed as a comedy.
I liked it, but 75.
He'll wait with bated breath.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was closest. Yep, like I thought.
What did I put? I forgot.
You had, I think I said 70. You said 6. No, wait. No, you said 85.
I'm a winner.
And that wraps it.
What's that wraps
the
tally?
What's the tally? And,
I got to do some Italian because.
That's tally, so we throw it to the song.
We go ahead and throw it to the song.
Clicky clicky. Clicky clicky.
Alright. Last song is mine. It is The Reason by Hoobastank.
It's a good song.
We got the scores all tallied up.
Word.
You want to go from the bottom to the top?
Bottom from the top. Start from the bottom. Now we're here.
I will say that only 8 points separate second from first place.
I lost.
In third place with 369 points. Miss Caden.
Mm-hmm.
It was them hundreds you kept giving out. That's what killed you.
Isn't there 4 of us?
There's 4 of us, but there's only 3 podiums.
So, honorable mention.
Oh.
In third place with
said
third place twice. You meant to say fourth.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, and I'm wrong. I was thinking 9 points or 8 points separate second from third. It doesn't.
You mean second from first?
That separates third from second.
Okay.
In honorable mention is my lady friend. In third place with 249 points, our reigning champion.
Oh.
Ms. Zombie Cupcake.
The ZC got dethroned on the second show, on the second competition.
In second place.
Don't you do this to me.
Drum roll, please.
It me.
Mr. Trufin.
Are you fucking kidding me? With 241 points. Are you fucking kidding me?
In first place.
So hard.
With 233. The winner this week is Miss Christina.
Oh, yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Let me hear it.
Woo! This is that bullshit. I quit. I'm never playing the show. I'm never playing this game again. This game is never played again.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
I'm the best.
Bullshit. This it's game okay. is fucking rigged.
It's okay.
Everyone in the studio has won but me. Maybe I win. But you're not in the studio. Your studio is the Honey Badger Den.
Oh.
Okay. This is bullshit.
Is that how you treat your guests?
This is how I treat the help. So, wrap it up the show.
Yes.
As coming in first loser, I'm Dosh Trufin. You can find me all over social media at Dosh Trufin or Dosh Avant on the book face. And Wicked Child Airware, all over everything.
Yes, the Xboxes and Twitters. And I got a PlayStation account, although I don't have a PlayStation. I just want to make sure my name was so I didn't have to get that Wicked Child 1.
Exactly. What else? Website is ec3cast.com, my favorite link. Expensivecheese.com.
You can find us on Facebook and Twitter and everything else at EC3Cast.
Or / EC3Cast.
Or you can go to Cafe Press EC3Cast.
Cafe Press EC3Cast, buy that merch.
Yes.
These bills ain't going to pay themselves, there, Daddy.
No, they are not.
And they can't hear you because you're so far away from the mic.
No, they cannot, Daddy. So, for Dosh Trufin, Caden Ezra, Ms. EC, and Christina, this is Wicked Child saying, love life,
love yourself,
love Jello.
We out. This game is rigged.